Doom Patrol, Negative Man, Elastigirl, Robot Man.
Someone wants the Doom Patrol reunited.
Your every word and action
is being broadcast across the planet.
Now, Monsieur Mala!
Well done, my Doom Patrol. Well done.
It is too late for you, Calder. Your beloved patrol is doomed.
Hello and welcome to Waiting for Doom, the podcast where we talk about the prospects of the Mighty Doom Patrol comic returning to the stands, mostly through the celebration of the previous volumes.
Yes, I'm Mike, and you can find me on Twitter, at AvantGarv. You can also find Wilfred, our sentient show Twitter account, at WFDPod.
And I'm Paul, and you can find me on Twitter, at reading_hicks, H-I-X. And you can email us at waitingfordoom@gmail.com. And we're on Facebook, and our episodes are available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and podbean.com.
Yeah.
This week, we're presenting the early 2015 guide to Doom Patrol collections. What's hard to find, what's readily available. Basically, everything you need to know to get your hands on the sweet doomy goodness that may or may not be out there. And after a suitable length of sharing, we'll spin the wheels on the overly complex locking mechanism on the door of the mailbag of doom for your responses to our question of the week, which was... What's your favourite comic reprint collection?
Wow, that was a mouthful.
But first, Mike, how was your week in comics?
It was okay. It was the end of some of the books I've been getting. Let's see, Batman and Robin, that finished with issue 40, as did Red Lanterns. Batman and Robin ended a bit better than Red Lanterns did. They got rid of the superpowers that they gave Robin, which was just, yeah. And Batman Eternal had its second...
The powers are gone?
Yeah, they're gone. Oh, sorry, spoilers. They're gone.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That worried me.
Yeah, gone. Batman Eternal had its second last issue, and that was actually really cool until someone on Instagram spoiled it for me before I even got to read it. They took a picture of the very last page of that issue, which was a huge, huge moment, a big oh my god moment, and yeah, it got spoiled for me.
Was it a villain reveal?
Yes, yes it was.
Was it Crazy Quilt?
Yes, yes it was. He's going to be spreading an eternal quilt over Gotham. That's what it's all about.
An evil quilt.
An evil, eternal, endless quilt over Gotham. Yep. Sorry if I've spoilt it for anyone else.
Putting the Dooney clamp on Gotham.
Yes. But this week, Convergence.
You're in Brisbane, you probably don't have Dooney clamps.
Probably not.
Do you know what a Dooney clamp is?
No. Is it like a paramecium?
It's when you're in bed and your wife has the doona all tucked in around her, and then an arm comes out, and then she locks the doona with the arm on the outside. And
right.
Then you have as much doona as you got at that point for the rest of the night.
Yeah, we have doonie clamps here in Brisbane.
You do? Oh, good.
We do. Maybe not as long as you people down south do, but, you know, we have them.
We're colder down here.
Just a little bit, yeah.
I've got the fire on tonight.
Have you?
Wow. I do.
That is cold. Doom Patrol by the fireside. and Convergence kicks off with Convergence Zero this week. So I'm keen to pick that one up
this week.
So, yeah. Mm. So how about you? How's your week been in stuff?
In comics. Stuff. Finally finished Breaking Bad, so I got my life back.
What did you think of it, of the finale?
I don't want to spoil it in case anyone hasn't seen it, but okay. It was an inevitable conclusion, I thought.
Oh, okay.
The details were unknown, but the gist of it was as I expected by about the first or, you know, about the third ep, I decided that was how it had to end, and it sort of ended the way I expected.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So I can't wait to see the spin-off series where Skyler's trying to open a new car wash.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Scrubbing. Scrubbers. Anyway.
Scrubbing with Skylar.
Yes. So apart from that, I have, it sometimes doesn't rain, it pours at the library, so I ended up with like 12 trade paperbacks from the library all at once, which is a bit of a big task. Been started reading New 52 Supergirl.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to Dr. Ange, big Supergirl fan.
Dr. Ange.
They're okay. They're cool. They're not bad. Mm-hmm. I had a Justice League Dark volume. I think it was volume 5, and that was unreadable. I started trying to read it, and then I was flicking through it.
Now, what was the story arc in that? Was that anywhere near Trinity War?
It's post-Trinity War, so I think it's the Blight stuff.
Right. Yes. About the time that I dropped it.
I can't do this.
Yes. The mini crossover within a crossover that made me drop Justice League Dark. Yes.
Yeah. Let's take all these poor selling books and tie them into a 19-part crossover with each other.
Yep.
That'll boost sales.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Wife's like, what's that smell? It's Justice League Dark. Don't worry. Anyway, what else? Kick-Ass 3, which was Kick-Ass 3.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new in that
right. recipe. Good to know.
Yeah. Oh, Ms. Marvel. I've got the first volume of Ms. Marvel, and that was awesome.
Yes. Excellent choice. Yes.
Yes. So I see what all the fuss is about, and I like it.
Excellent.
Though... I reckon DC was treading this ground a few years before, not with a Muslim character, but it reminded me of the Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle.
Okay.
Yep, non-white people.
Right.
Involved with superheroes. And really good family stuff. Like the first four volumes by Keith Giffen and John Rogers, and then John Rogers did it solo. They are fantastic. So I highly recommend those Blue Beetle volumes if no one's read them.
Okay.
Yeah. And was there anything? There was something else. It can't have been important.
Pretty good you remembered that many from your pile of 12.
Yeah, at my age, remembering anything is a victory.
Wow.
What's that ticking? Yeah. I seem to remember that from something.
It sounds... Oh, it's the Doom Clock. Okay, so looking at the Doom Clock, we can see that the last book that our beloved team appeared in was issue 22 of volume 5 of the Doom Patrol from back in July of 2011, which is officially, now that we're in April by the time this podcast gets out there, 3 years and 8 months ago.
So long.
So terrible. But a bit better in that we last actually saw the team in action back in Justice League number 33 from October of 2014. So that's just on 5 months ago. So that was cool. Yeah. And this week in Doom Patrol history, back in 2003, we had issue 19 of Doom Patrol volume 3 hit the streets. And the issue was titled Unwilling Spirits. And it was written by John Arcudi, with art by Tan Eng Huat, colours by Dave McKay. Did I pronounce that wrong?
I don't know. I've been looking at that volume going, oh, I'm looking forward to saying that name. That one. Sorry, Tan.
Oh, jeez. Colours by Dave McKay, letters by Bob Lappin, and edited by Andrew Helfer and Harvey Richards. And in this issue, we had the return of the blind warrior monk Tycho, and he had a new plan to retrieve a certain sword of seven spirits, and he had backup from an army of monkeys.
Yes. That was one big sword, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was sort of like the length of a truck.
Yeah, big ass sword. And the cover's got Tycho unleashing his kick-ass kung fu stylings on poor old robot man on the cover. So,
everyone's favorite punching bag, Cliff Steele.
Yeah. What I did like about the Arcudi series was that there was this whole Chinese mythology theme to pretty much the entire run, from memory.
Yes.
So it was a very cool flavor that they added to that series.
Yeah. Well, so, maybe taking advantage of the Malaysian artist.
Possibly. And we'll get there one day. You know, we'll get there one day. Plenty of time to get there. Anyway, that's it for the Doom Clock this week.
Nice Doom Clocking, Mike.
Thanks, Paul. I do what I can.
I hope I didn't doom clock block you, mate.
It wasn't too bad. I just knocked you out of the way. Look, at least we know how to pronounce that name. Well, I think we should pronounce it. Tan Eng Huat. That's how I'm pronouncing it.
Well, pronunciations are our strong suit.
Gio Camo. Anywho.
All right, let's move on. This stuff ain't going to doomsplain itself.
It's not.
For doomsplaining this week, we're giving you the knowledge, the guidance, the good oil on Doom Patrol collections for the person who wants to own them, read them, smell them, and rub their body on them.
Is that what you do with them? Yeah, I'm never lending you anything, dude.
You thought reading on the toilet was my worst crime.
Oh.
Alrighty, let's get into it before we get off track.
Again.
Okay, so more and more people are coming up to us in the street and stopping us and saying, I want to read the Doom Patrol. So we want to give you the guidance on how to do that. Because, you know, there's a few things that are obvious about reading Doom Patrol. There's a few things that aren't obvious. So, okay.
People now, are really coming up to you on the street?
It happens all the... No. In my dreams, Mike. But right. On Twitter, we do hear... We've had a few people say they're reading it.
Yes, which is awesome. Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
It's, you know, one of the reasons we got into doing this.
Exactly.
And to stop talking to ourselves. Anyway, so the first thing you need to know, there's volume one, which is the old 60s stuff. So we'll just run through what's in volume one at the moment. So, okay, so there's volume one was kicked off with the very first appearance of the Doom Patrol in My Greatest Adventure number 80. And then there were five more issues after that because it was so popular, they changed the name of the book from My Greatest Adventure to Doom Patrol, but they continued the numbering. Mm. So confusing. Yes. So these stories in all their glory have been collected in archive editions. So there's five archive editions out there. The later you go down the run, the easier it is to find them. So one and two are a bit scarce. Three, four, and five seem to be out there. And they all have about eight or nine issues in each of them. And they're beautiful colour reprints. Do you own any, Mike?
I do not, but you actually just answered the one question I had, whether they were in colour or not.
Yes, they're definitely in colour.
The only real editions I have of the early 60s stuff is the Showcase Presents Volumes 1 and 2, which is all black and white stuff, so...
Yes. I coincidentally also own those.
Imagine that.
You didn't know that, did you? Actually, you gave me one, so you probably did know that.
I had an inkling, yes.
Yes. So, these are the great big, thick phone book editions, the black and white reprints of the 60s Doom Patrol, and there's two of them. There's only two. The first one is out of print, which is a real bitch.
Yeah.
The second one is readily available. So, yeah, it just depends on how you want to jump in. So they're pretty much the only way to read them unless you go and buy issues. And some of the issues are fairly cheap and some of them are ridiculous.
Yes. And even worse, none of them are available digitally. So
yes. Yes. DC Comixology, they've put the Dooney clamp on these ones.
Yes.
So you're not going to find them digitally by legal means.
Don't go there, girlfriend. Don't.
No. We do not condone thievery.
No.
Stealerization. Correct pronunciation. Anyway, yes, so that's volume one. Okay, now volume two is a different kettle of fish.
Mm.
Now, volume two started with the Paul Kupperberg stuff, which is... To be honest, less popular than the Grant Morrison stuff, which Volume 2 turned into at Issue 19.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, now, Volume 2, the first 18 issues, never been collected in a trade, but they're all on Comixology.
Which is bizarre, but awesome.
Yes, it's good. Now, there were a few Kupperberg issues that aren't included in that Comixology presentation, and that's the annual number one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the first appearance of Mad Axe. And if I recall correctly, the last appearance of Maddox.
Yes. I can't wait till we get to do his episode.
Maddox is one of those characters just didn't stick. Yeah, it's weird. And the other thing is the Doom Patrol Suicide Squad special, number one, which is just a one-shot, which was no real big deal for Doom Patrol. Probably a bit of influence on the Suicide Squad at the time.
Yeah.
It's a good story. I actually think it's a shame that one's not available anywhere.
Yeah, I do recall enjoying that. That was a good read. Yeah.
Yeah. It does have the final appearance of one or two of the Doom Patrol villains, or definitely one of them. Anyway, we'll get there. We'll cover that. Yep. But you can't read it online. But honestly, if you live somewhere with 50 cent bins, go through them. You'll find this stuff, I believe. Mm. You know, this is the unpopular Doom Patrol stuff that is around. And the quality varies. I mean, I quite like some of it.
Yeah.
Some of it's pretty good. First appearance of Dorothy Spinner.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah. Who goes on to be very important. Anyway, so from issue 19, we got onto the Grant Morrison stuff. So because I'm an early adopter, I went out and bought the trade as soon as they released this. This was ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, they decided that there's some parts of the trade weren't important, so they took them out. So the first copy of the trade didn't have the first little prologues, which showed the formation of the Brotherhood of Evil, the return. So they're not in the first edition of the trade. A few years later, they reprinted the trade and they included those in it. So I bought it again.
Right.
And then, so for a long time, there was only one trade of Grant Morrison stuff. And then eventually they thought, hey, Grant Morrison sells anything, so if we stick his name on these Doom Patrol trades, we'll churn them out. And so they did that.
Morrison, mo money. Yep.
Yeah, so they released five more trades. So there were six Grant Morrison trades altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And as is the way of things, the first one is easy to find, and two, three, and four are bloody hard to find. So
yeah.
If you want five and six, if you want one, five, and six, you're in luck. You can find them pretty much everywhere. Yeah, but if you want two, three, and four, you got to pay big money for them, unless you go to Comixology, because they're all on Comixology.
Excellent.
So with those six trades, you collect the entire Grant Morrison run,
mm-hmm.
which is good. It's an entire, you know, beginning of a story, end of a story, very satisfying read.
Yes.
The other thing they did was the words, not my friend tonight.
Omnibus.
Thank you, Mike.
Paramecium.
Which collects the entire Grant Morrison run. So all the issues in one great, big, fat, expensive book.
Mm. So, I know of at least one person who has the Omnibus.
Oh, is it you?
No.
Yeah, that's the trouble with me, being not a rich man and an early adopter. I already had the trades, so yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because I've got all these issues individually as well as the trades, getting the Omnibus as well, I'm still on the fence about.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of that's out there, but it's $150 US full price. But I believe you can do quite well on Amazon and things like that. Unless you're in Australia, in which case you'll get reamed by the postage costs. Anyway.
Pretty much.
Yep. Anyway. I mean, you can get it from Book Depository. If you're in Australia, you can get it from Book Depository for about $130, I believe, with free postage, which is pretty good. But still, that's a major chunk of your drinking money if you're a drinker.
Yes, it's a hefty investment.
Yes.
I mean, it's a great investment, but yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll be thinking about it when I hear that starting to run out of print, that one. Anyway, but it's everywhere now, but hopefully they'll be putting the individual trades back in print when the Omnibus starts to sell out. But the pattern with Grant Morrison stuff is it's a perpetual seller for DC, and they continually repackage it and resell it.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they take the six trades and turn them into three trades at some point.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. There's time. All right, now, Volume 2 had a writer change after Grant Morrison, and we saw Rachel Pollack come in. And she did issues 64 to 87 and annual number 2.
Mm.
Yeah. Don't mention annual number two, Mike.
Don't. Put annual number two in the same box as Mento. Okay? I think listeners will know where I'm coming from when I describe it like that. Anyway, sorry, continue. Okay.
So this entire run is not collected in trade form. No. So, but they are all on Comixology, and they should be in the dollar bins or the 50 cent bins or whatever type of bins you have.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got them all, haven't you, Mike?
I do have them all. I do think there was some good stuff in Pollack's run. It got a bit more difficult to read towards the end, is what I would say. It kind of lost focus a bit as it got towards its finale, but it's still got some really interesting stuff in there. So, yeah.
Good. So that finishes volume two, which ended with issue 87. Mm-hmm. And then there was a pause, and then we got volume three. So John Arcudi and the Malaysian artist whose name is I don't want to mangle. This is a 22 issue volume,
mm-hmm.
Never collected, not on Comixology. I think it's worthwhile, actually. I think there's some really good stuff in there.
I will rate that decision. It is a good run.
It is a great run. Mm. Mm. You'll have to go find it somewhere. Or if you live near Mike and me, you can ask if you can borrow it. But don't read them on the toilet if you borrow them from Mike.
You shouldn't be reading anything on the toilet, Paul. You're in there to do a job. You do your job. You get out. Okay. You don't sit there, relax, and read.
Spoken like a man without children. That's all I'm going to say to that. Anyway. 22, we're going to cover them on the podcast one day, but it's going to be quite a while. Next, you had the John Byrne run in 2004, the infamous John Byrne run.
Mm.
18 issues, not collected anywhere, not on Comixology. Find them where you can.
If you really have to.
If you really have to. I don't own them all, and I'm doing a Doom Patrol podcast. You can infer from that what you will.
Yeah, whereas I do own them, and... Yeah. My OCD will be my undoing.
Yes.
Anyway.
Alrighty. Now, skip ahead to 2009?
Hang on a minute. I've got it here.
The year's become a blur just after all this time.
2009,
2009, lovely. And you've got the Keith Giffen run and Matthew Clark run of the Doom Patrol, which sort of spun out of sort of the seeds were in the 52 maxi series, I guess. Sort of. Anyway, and that went for 22 issues, and started off strong. They released a trade. No, Beauty bought the trade. And then they released another trade and thought, that's fantastic. There's two trades. Solicited a third trade. Excellent. That finishes the run. I'll have the entire run. They cancelled the third trade and never released it.
No!
And this was pre-Comixology days, so I had to go and track down those bloody last issues. So there are two trades out there. The first one is called We Who Are About to Die, and the second one is called Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both readily available everywhere, and they're both excellent. And we recommend that you get them if you're going to take this Doom Patrol stuff seriously. It's time to get serious, okay?
Yeah, but this run by Giffen and Clark is one of my favorite runs of the Doom Patrol. This is a run that got me back into the Doom Patrol. I enjoyed it that much.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yep. Good stuff.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah. So the issues that aren't collected are issues 14 to 22.
Mm-hmm.
They are on Comixology.
Yes.
So that's a win for Comixology again. The whole run is actually on Comixology, and probably the trades are too. Anyway, there is one issue 19, which was collected in a secret six book called The Darkest House, which was a crossover. So you can find that one. One trade. If you really want to own just trades, you can get the Secret Six, The Darkest House volume, and you'll find a Doom Patrol issue inside there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not surrounded by the rest of them, so
yeah.
Hit or miss there, hit or miss. Okay, so they're the core the central, the main Doom Patrol volumes and what's available in trade. So yeah. I hope you had your pen and you took notes as you listened. this is a podcast you can rewind and listen again.
And yes.
Yeah. Or delete it, download it again, and we get an extra hit. That'd be great. Anyway. Sounding a bit needy, aren't I?
Not at all. Not at all.
Alrighty. Now, there are other collections where the Doom Patrol are featured. Mm-hmm. So, and I've listed a few here. So, what have we got, Mike?
We've got the Flex Mentallo series, which collects issues 1-4 of the Flex Mentallo miniseries. It is available in print and digitally as well. Now, I have to admit, I have not read this series.
What? What the hell?
Hey, look, I just haven't got around to it. I mean, busy man. Come on. Can't read everything.
Good God. It's... Okay.
I'm assuming that means by your outburst that you have read it. How big an appearance did the Doom Patrol make in this series?
None to speak of.
Really?
But Flex Mentallo was a Doom Patrol associate. So.
Yeah, so was Mento, but I'm not going to rush out and buy every damn Mento thing, am I? Another relevant collection we have here is the collection 52 Aftermath, The Four Horsemen, which collects the 6 issues of that miniseries, which was, I guess, a spin-off slash semi-sequel to the 52 maxi-series.
A cash-in, yeah.
cash-in. DC, direct cash-in. This is also available in print and in digital. We've also got the Invasion series, collecting issues 1-3 of the Invasion miniseries from the 80s.
Whoa.
It's not?
No. Back to the Four Horsemen. Sorry, I was just waving at Ali, he came home. It gets Doom Patrol around issue 4, 5, and 6, okay. I think. So, and this is the series that Giffen wrote before he wrote Doom Patrol Volume 5.
Because this explains how they get onto Oolong Island, doesn't it?
Yeah, sort of, yep. But the history of Oolong Island is all in the 52 series, so you know you could just keep buying comics infinitely backwards if you really wanted to.
If anyone wants to get me a really cool Christmas present, Volume 4 of 52 would be much appreciated.
So that's the out-of-print one, isn't it?
Because speaking of scarce collections, I got the first 3, and then I saw Volume 4 at my local Barnes & Noble store. This is how far back this goes. And this was before Barnes & Nobles went out of business here. And then when I went to go and get it, after humming and harring over the ridiculous price they were asking, by the time I got back there, they were gone.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, that's one thing people don't understand about Australian comic collecting is we don't have that many comic stores. And what's in there doesn't change a lot, does it?
No.
So you see something there, you either buy it, and if someone else buys it, it's gone forever.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So any of you kind Americans, if you're wandering around and you just go, oh, there's 52 Volume 4.
Yeah. Yep, I'm right.
Call
here.
Mike. He'll pay for it. But
well, depends anyway, on the price. So yes.
He'll give you sexual favours for it.
Oh my God. Moving right along, I'm going to edit that out. the other relevant collection we have listed is Invasion.
Invasion.
Collecting issues 1-3 of that series.
You know what annoys me about the Invasion collection?
What's that?
Well, I started getting into comics around when Invasion came out, so I bought the miniseries, and it was one of the first things I bought, and so I pored over that. I read it so many times, and really, really, really built up a lot of affection for it, and it sort of introduced me to a lot of characters. Eventually, they released a trade, like, decades later, and they released the trade just after Marvel did their Secret Invasion crossover, and some Toolburger at DC decided to call it Invasion Secret No More.
Oh, God.
On the cover.
Right.
As a marketer, people like Secret Invasion. They'll see this book and it'll trick them into thinking it's Secret Invasion.
Oh, God.
So that annoys me every time I see it. But quite a good story if you like the Doom Patrol, because most of the Doom Patrol die in it. This is the house cleaning that happened between the Cooperberg run and the Morrison run.
Yeah.
So if you want to see members of the Doom Patrol die, this is a good book for you.
Poor Scott.
Oh, yep. God. But you do get some great stuff with Cliff Steele goes off world and ends up on an alien planet helping a commando team of superheroes take out some alien guy and find out what he needs, what they need to know. So that's
how
cool.
How awesome is Robot Man? Yes.
Hey, he's fantastic.
We've also got listed, and I doubt the relevance of this really, the Children's Crusade collection, which has within it Doom Patrol Annual number 2.
I just put that in because I know how highly you regard the Doom Patrol Annual number 2.
Thank you so much. Apparently, it's not available yet, but it's going to be released at some future point.
I have heard whispers that it's just going to be a Neil Gaiman collection, so they won't even put that annual in.
Oh, so they'll just have the bookends of the Children's Crusade.
Yeah, right. And any bit that Neil Gaiman wrote in the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
So
sad goth girl.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see if that edition gets released and if they have Doom Patrol Annual number 2 in there.
I was about to interrupt you and do the same thing you're doing, which is great on a podcast.
Yes. That's the power of editing. And we've also got listed Teen Titans, Titans Around the World, which collects Teen Titans issues 34 to 41. Now, is this the Geoff Johns stuff?
This is the Geoff Johns stuff.
Okay, I do have this edition then as well, because it's in print, it's available digitally, and yeah.
This is the post-reality punch where things happened and the team's history changed suddenly. So this is when Niles Calder's back in charge of the team, and Elastigirl's alive again. And they get a good heavy feature, so probably, you know, 3 or 4 issues appearing. So, you know, a fair bit of Doom Patrol in there.
Mm. Mm. I definitely read it more than any Children's Crusade collection.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, I think that's a good mixed bag there of other appearances of the Patrol that people can track down as well.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent.
So I hope everyone took lots of notes about which ones to seek out, track down, and get reading. Don't do anything else with their editions that other people might do.
Yep.
Good doomsplaining, Paul. Good doomsplaining.
Thanks, man. I do what I can. Okay, now it's time for the Mailbag O'Doom. And this week, the question of the week was, what's your favourite comic reprint collection? And we heard from many, many, many people, didn't we?
Yeah, it seems the less Doom Patrol specific or related the question is, the more people we hear from.
Yeah, we should just start. What's your favourite breakfast?
Anyway,
this was related to comics. Anyway, so we heard from Carl D. Smith, Carl Smith writer, famous author and friend of the show. He said, the Glory hardcover is by far my favourite collected edition. And I've not read that. That's the revival of the Image Extreme Maximum Rob Liefeld character, I believe.
That sounds about correct. And I've not read it either.
Yeah. So. But we respect your opinion.
We do. Might even check it out one day.
Yeah.
We also heard from Rift at Rift1821, who said the Infinity War was huge when he was a kid, so having it all together in one trade was just awesome.
Yeah, go Rifty. We heard from Lapine Is Me, who's called M-Bear at the moment, and he said, any absolute version DC, most notably, however, are the ones that I own. Good call. Planetary, The Authority, and DC, The New Frontier. Ooh. And I'm officially jealous because I'd like to own all three of those. That Authority one, that came and went in a flash and was very expensive for a while. And then they reprinted it, and then because it was available again. It's like, oh, I don't want it now because it's there and easy to get. Anyway, that's me. I have problems.
Fickle. Wow. We heard from C.R. Pachonic, both on Twitter and on Facebook, and on Twitter, they said the special edition hardcover collection of all the Fantagraphics Usagi Yojimbo stories. That sounds like a whole heap of awesomeness there.
Yeah.
And I then
liked a bit of you, Zaghi.
And then on Facebook, he said, not sure this qualifies, but his favorite reprint collections were the Marvel Treasury Collection that collected the stories of A New Hope from the Star Wars saga.
Oh, or Star Wars, as I used to call it.
Yeah, yeah. You're old, we get it.
In my day, we only had Star Wars.
Back in my day, we had just one Star Wars.
And there were no toys at first. And it was out of the cinema for 8 years. Pardon me. We also have a Shmoby one, who's at Shmoby one, just to confuse us. He said, DC's first Crisis of Infinite Earths hardcover was a magnificent $100 book that had a minor misprint, and my local comic shop gave me one of the misprints, and it made my year. Yeah.
Cool.
You read Crisis?
Yes. It's up there on my shelf of DC events.
DC events.
Yes. It's missing a few things because DC's funny with its reprint stuff. So,
but you got all the ones that are in print.
Yes.
Excellent. So you go Crisis, you go Legends, you go Millennium.
I don't have Millennium. Okay.
Oh!
Keith
Callback. Garbage, but it counts.
Keith Callback at Cub Reporter K. He said the absolute Sandman. They're beautiful additions, great back matter added. Started his one comic a day idea just to treasure them.
Well, he's a millionaire, isn't he? we heard from Dr. Ange 70. Hey, Dr.
Ange, he's the man.
He said it's too tough. Oh, and then he tried anyway. Supergirl, many happy returns. Kara Zor-El returns. Great forward about Supergirl by Peter David. Perfect ending for Linda. Never read that. That's the end of the Peter David run, I believe. And okay. They didn't do many trades of that. I think they top-entailed it with trades anyway. And he said, runner-up American Flag trade collection, collecting first year of issues. Nigh perfect storytelling. Brilliant stuff by Chaykin.
Ooh, big call.
No, I don't... Should I say? I don't like Howard Chaykin.
That's fair enough. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
Yeah. That's my podcast. It's your podcast too. But anyway.
That's fine.
Anyway.
Who else did we hear from?
Unlikely Nerd, Maestro Anacharis. He said the Hellboy Library editions. Everything about those are outstanding.
We had from Joseph.
You're fine if they're outstanding from the library, don't you? Sorry.
Boom, boom. Joseph at Rusted Mecca said it's a tie between Animal Man Omnibus and the Heart of Hush hardcover. Good quality reprints and just fantastic packaging.
Yeah, I've got the Animal Man trades because early adopter once again, but I do covet the Omnibus.
Yeah.
Yes. And I do have the Heart of Hush. You know that story? That's the one where Hush cuts out Catwoman's heart.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Okay.
But it's written by Paul Dini, so it's not trash. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I rate it. Rate it. We heard from Ben D, Punk Rock Sellout, one of the Didn't Read It boys. And he said the Hellboy Library Editions are the best bang for the buck I've ever seen. So another vote for the Hellboy Library Editions.
Okay.
You got any Hellboy?
No.
Oh, I got lots of Hellboy trades, early adopter.
No, I don't. I thought I did. No, I don't. I don't.
You don't.
Okay.
I like Hellboy, but I found they just released too many of the damn things, and then they started adding BPRD, and then there's Abe Sapien, and then, you know, Hellboy's neighbors start get books, and there was just too many. Anyway, we heard from Lockie. Hey, Lockie.
Hi, Lockie.
And he said, the Rocket Raccoon Chasing Tail hardcover that he wants someone to buy for him. Someone being his dad.
Well.
Who does a podcast about Doom Patrol. Anyway. Subtle.
Subtle like a sledgehammer. We also heard from Alan Wallace, who said the Simonson Thor Omnibus. Expensive but worth every penny.
Ooh, I've heard about those. Never read them. Interesting. We also heard from Charming Red, or Moms Read Comics. And she said Showcase presents Batgirl and Elektra Assassin. I have Elektra Assassin. It's very pretty.
It is in the current series is quite pretty. Yes.
Oh, I'm not talking about the current. I'm talking about the Sikowitz, Frank Miller book.
Okay.
The it's pretty program. Badass. Right. Badass is my word for the night.
Right. We finally we heard from Karthik Kakarala.
He's badass.
He's badass. Depends on what kind of comics. First off, he said the complete Calvin and Hobbes because the paper quality is outstanding. But if that doesn't count, he will cancel out all absolutes and throw in Batman Judge Dredd.
Oh, I am the law.
You are indeed, Paul.
We heard from CW, or Filmed Buff CW, to his Twitter friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, The Walking Dead compendiums. It's great to read that story in giant 48-issue chunks. Oh, that's a lot of black and white zombies.
Yeah. Yeah. Christopher Maxwell also said, Essential Thor Volume 2, just for that pre-DBZ fight between Thor and Hercules.
Oh, okay. And we heard from Femmes in the Fridge, who said, Runaways Ultimate Collection, so good, and now it doesn't disintegrate when you read it. Yes, there were some earlier dodgy editions of the Runaways in trade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did little digests and things with terrible colouring.
Right. But, I remember seeing those, yes.
Yeah, the Brian K. Vaughan Runaways is awesome. I rate it. Totes rate it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, what's your answer?
I'm going to be really boring and say Showcase Presents Doom Patrol Volume 1.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. I didn't know.
You know, it's about the world's strangest superheroes in the DC universe. There's a robot guy, a girl that's elastic, and a guy that shoots his negative energy being out. And it's from the 60s, this edition. So, and I kind of have a love affair with that era of that book. And that's why I like that series so much. Because when the Given Clark run got me into the Doom Patrol big time, I went and got everything I could. And that Showcase Presents volume was just so cool and so different because it was from another era, and I just fell in love with it.
Quite a detailed answer there, Mike. Thank you.
You asked.
More fool me.
Yes, in your face, mister.
All
what
right.
About yourself?
Well, I could say The History of the DC Universe, Graffiti Designs hardcover, which has the essays by Jack Kirby and Neil Adams and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
I could say that. It's got a beautiful like fold-out picture of all the DC characters done by hundreds of different artists. It's beautiful. But I won't say that. I could say my absolute top 10, which is the only absolute I own, because that's real pretty, but I won't say that. I will say my photocopies of Zenith.
Okay.
Years and years ago, Zenith has just started to be reprinted. And
oh,
this
wait,
was...
now you're doing a detailed answer.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Right.
You can do one, I do one.
As you were.
Be back. Yes. Years ago, Grant Morrison did a series called Zenith, which was one of the serials in 2000 AD.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those stories I'd heard about, never got to read. I wasn't a 2000 AD buyer at the time, and they became pretty scarce and expensive pretty quickly. So around the time he did Animal Man and Doom Patrol, he had already done a series called Zenith with Steve Yeul, which is one I'd heard about. And cut forward a few years later, and I'm turned into an adult and buying my first house, and... I think we had a mortgage broker over to help us, guide us in getting the loan organised.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that I like comics, and he started talking about his 2000 AD collection. And I was like, do you have the Zenith issues? And he was like, yeah, I've got them. Can I borrow them? So I borrowed them. And over the course of about 3 weeks, I photocopied every single Zenith story.
Wow.
And then I got them bound. And I stuck them on my shelf and I read them and they were awesome. Like, it was a really good series. And for more than 10 years I've had these, and I felt really privileged that I was able to get them off this mortgage broker. So, and now they're just starting to reprint them. So there are very expensive hardcovers coming out of them, which I'm not going to buy because I've already read them.
Got them already.
Yeah. So that's my answer.
Cool.
And I'm not going to change it. Oh, maybe. Well, anyway. Anyway, no more question of the week.
Good work, everyone.
Yes.
I like when the question responses that we get actually have me curious to check out the things that the people are writing in about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for that Howard Chaykin crap. Anyway. Sorry, Dr. Ange.
You're not really, are you?
not so much.
Not so much. Okay. That's pretty much our show for this week. As always, you can reach us on Twitter at WFDpod. You can email us at waitingfordoom@gmail.com. And you can also reach us on the Waiting for Doom Facebook page. What are we going to be talking about next episode, Paul?
Well, we probably will be coming back to the Grant Morrison stuff and doing one of my favorite stories, The Painting That Ate Paris.
Ooh. Sorry, got a bit excited and scared there.
Settle down.
It's an awesome story, though. It's a fantastic story.
It's a fun one. It's a good one. Yeah. It's if you read that story and you don't like the Doom Patrol afterwards, then you have a problem. And I feel comfortable saying that because you're listening to a Doom Patrol podcast.
On that note, thanks for listening, guys. We will catch you next time. See ya.
Bye.
There you go.
We should record this. It'd be good.
I am.
Excellent.
Yeah. This is just a rough start. So,
well, welcome to the show.
G'day. How's it going?
Hi. How you going? How's it going? Yeah.
Welcome to Waiting for Doom, you flaming mongrels. We'll market that to the foreigners.
Yeah. Waiting for bloody doom, were yous?
Oh, mate. Oh, waiting at the bus stop all day for it, eh?
Yeah. Waiting for the bloody doll.
Can't have me Winnie Blues if I don't get me doll payment. Oh.
Then it's a durry, mate.
All right. You seem like a top bloke. I'll give you a durry. Wow, there's a hidden track. Anyway, shall we get on with it?
No, I think we should stuff around for about half an hour.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
No, let's do it.
Let's do this. Okay, seriously.
Let's rock this podcast.
Let us indeed, sir.
We didn't start with sexiness.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Jesus. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Right. Oh, hang on, I'm going to giggle. Shit. Okay.
We're pros at this, aren't we now?
Okay.
So good at this.
Such professional. Right.